Gambling charities receive thousands following ICE 2024 fundraiser. An impressive £41,100 has been raised for responsible gambling charities by the Consumer Protection Zone, CPZ, at ICE 2024. The money will be split between two charities, the International Center for Responsible Gambling, ICRG, and BetBlocker. With this year's money taken into account, the CPZ has now raised more than £225,000 in the last 4 years. Two worthwhile causes. A donation ceremony was held at the CPZ where representatives of ICRG and BetBlocker collected checks of £20,500 each. The money was contributed by major industry players such as Light & Wonder, Flutter, Betson Group, IGT, Novomatic, Necton, and Playtech. During the ceremony, ICRG President Arthur Pikowski, who also accepted an award for Clarion Gaming's Charity of the Year, thanked the companies and said that the funds would be used to help boost the numerous gambling-related studies that the ICRG is currently running. Quote, "Today's donation will help us fund more research with some of the best investigators in this field. When you are a small organization like ours, £20,500 is very meaningful." Arthur Pikowski, ICRG president. His sentiments were echoed by Duncan Garvey, a BetBlocker founder and trustee. He added that the money would have great help in the ongoing development of a new timer feature. He also said that the exposure the charity has received at ICE London 2024 is another significant boost. ICE 2024 reaches new heights. 2024 is the last time that ICE will be held in London, with the 2025 edition due to take place in Barcelona. The event, which began on February 6, brought together 811 exhibitors and filled the Excel venue. Under the banner of the ICE More Creative campaign, this year's theme promised a new experience aimed at building connections within the gaming community. Eva Backen, Clarion Gaming's Director of Industry Insight and Engagement, emphasized the importance of the CPZ in highlighting the industry's focus on player protection and its commitment to broader goals. She added that she hopes even more money will be raised next year in Barcelona.